السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو سسٹرز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز اینڈ ایٹ دا مدرسہ، وی آر ڈسکسنگ اوور دا پاسٹ تھری اور فور منڈیز دا ایشو آف قبض اینڈ بسط. آئی ہیو ایکسپلین ٹو یو ان سم ڈیٹیل that every person in this world, whether he is a very pious person, very righteous person, very God-fearing person, person very close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or a person very much distanced from Allah Ta'ala, full of vices and sins and evils, both of them do experience some kind of different kayfiyat in their hearts. Spiritual high or spiritual low. However, the difference is this, that for the pious and the righteous, it is what we term as qabz, caused so that it may increase the shock, the zawq, the interest, the enjoyment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala therefore puts the person through some kind of qabz. The person feels spiritually low. And I explained that if a person does not feel thirsty, or is not thirsty, he will not enjoy drink. And if he is all the time full, up to his throat he has eaten, then he will not enjoy the most delicious biryani or anything else that you present. There has to be hunger, and there has to be thirst for enjoyment of food and drink, for the physical body. So in the same way, there has to be hunger and thirst in the spiritual body to enjoy the food and drink of the spiritual kind. So the pious and the righteous, it does not mean Allah Ta'ala has become displeased with them. They will also be tested and tried. But in their tests and trials, you will find no neglect with regards to their fara'is, wajibat, sunnats. There could be some kind of a decline or some kind of a performance which we will call not exactly like how it was before the kayfiyat of qabz. They were reading a lot of nafil namazes, making a lot of tilawat, a lot of zikr. So there was some kind of decrease in that due to this state of qabz. But you will never find them missing the salat or not performing or not keeping their fast or not giving their zakat or indulging and engaging in sins and vices. You will never find them doing that. So that will show that it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy of a different kind. But for people like us, it is because of our sins that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala snatches away those kayfiyat. Allah Ta'ala gives it first, and when we do not show appreciation, then He snatches it away. Look at electricity. When we have plenty of it, then we are unconcerned. All the lights will burn in our home, in the masajid, and in every other place, and all the public offices, schools, everywhere you look, Nothing but lights burning. All day and night sometimes lights are burning. Street lights day and night burning. Why? Because plentiful of power. But when there is a shortage of that power, and when people are without lights for hours and hours, then look at the appreciation of that light. So the appreciation of that light came because of the darkness. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala snatches away those ni'mats of which we make no qadr and show no appreciation. When there's plenty of water, then the taps are running. In our homes, in the wuzu khanas, everywhere just one way water is flowing, as if it is coming from the ocean. And there is no tomorrow. No qadr and no appreciation of that great ni'mat of water. It does not mean that if there's plenty of water available and we got plenty of money to pay for those bills, so then it becomes permissible to waste. It is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, there must be no wastage. We went to one town recently and people were filling up their buckets. Some truck was delivering water. So people were filling up big, big pails and buckets. We asked them why. They said there will be no water over the weekend. Because there is going to be no water over the weekend, everybody is now filling up buckets and containers and anything they can find. And everybody is instructed, must use very carefully, must not waste. The qadr came because of that shortage. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is his system, that when people disobey, they don't make qadr, they don't show appreciation, then if it is a ni'mat of ilm, the ilm ni'mat is taken away. The ni'mat of ilm is taken away. If it's a ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif, the ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif is taken away. If it's ni'mat of salat, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, if the person is showing negligence, is showing indifference, is not showing any appreciation for that ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gave, then after some time it is snatched away. And last week I gave you some incidents of people who are writing from different parts of the world, stating how some people who were very pious, very righteous, they were in the first saf of the masjid, or they were making a lot of ibadat. But the time came when their beard is gone, the kurta is gone, the topi is gone, and the person writes that my brother has now become an atheist. And someone writes that my brother or my sister has left the fold of Islam and has accepted another faith and religion. Different kinds of things are happening. So it is a world full of fitnas. We must be very, very careful and very cautious. Don't show disrespect to the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif, the ni'mat of zikrullah, the ni'mat of tilawat, the ni'mat of ibadat. All these ni'mats, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody with, then show appreciation. Increase the shukr over these ni'mats. When we increase our shukr, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases the ni'mat. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah ta'ala will definitely give an increase. But if we are not going to show shukr, then إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيد Allah ta'ala's azab is also shadid, if you are going to make kufran of the ni'mat. So we continue from there, that I explained already why these type of things happen. If it is the invaluable gift of sight, then the true gratitude and appreciation is to use that sight correctly. And if it is the ni'mat of hearing, then we must use that ni'mat of hearing correctly. And if it is the ni'mat of speech, then we must use that ni'mat correctly. That is the shukr of those ni'mats. Shukr of ni'mat is not shukr mera Allah, shukr tera, and after that the person is using all those things for his disobedience. That's not shukr. For every ni'mat, the shukr is in accordance with that ni'mat. If Allah Ta'ala has granted plenty of wealth, then the ni'mat, this ni'mat of wealth, the shukr of that is that we must use it in the correct places. Kayfiyat are not conditions that we must chase after. Now people all want kayfiyat. We want that spiritual high. We want to be on cloud nine. Everybody. Some people are so high that you have to search for them. Hazrat Mullah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody wrote to him, Aajkal main bahut oonche ud raha hoon. So he said, meherbani karke bahut oonche mat udo, phir talash kahan karenge hum aapko. says, I'm flying very, very high nowadays. He said, please come down or they will have to search for you. Where will we find you? So some people think they are flying very, very high. So these kaifiyat are not something that we must chase after. They come automatically. We don't know when it will come. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in His control. The person sometimes is making zikr for days and days and nothing is happening. And one day suddenly he finds a certain kind of kaifiyat, the eyes are tearing and the heart is absorbed with the tajalli and the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And sometimes even the saliva literally gets sweet. Now that kaifiyat will not last forever and ever. But we must make shukr of it. If it comes, then make shukr of it. Sometimes a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Sharif and he doesn't experience any kaifiyat. So there we have to check, why is he not experiencing any kaifiyat? If we are not experiencing any noor and kaifiyat at those Mubarak places due to our sins, then we are blameworthy. We must check ourselves. Where have we gone wrong? What kind of a heart did we take from South Africa to Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyiba? Repeated performance of Hajj and Umrah does not make a person very pious and very righteous. It does not give him some kind of very high status and position. It depends on the quality of that Hajj and the quality of that Umrah. Sometimes one Hajj and one Umrah is sufficient for the person's Islam. Mukammal, complete. And sometimes dozens of Hajj and Umrah and the person returns in a state that was worse than that in which he had left from here. So it just depends with what kind of heart the person leaves his country, and if he left with a heart that was filled with malice, greed, pride, arrogance, pomp, show, riya, all those kind of things. But he made up his mind that he's going to make sincere tawbah from all sins and he's going to return from there with a purified heart. And then he will have his heart which will be filled with love and muhabbat, which will be filled with ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be filled with obedience to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If he makes that niyat and then he goes, then there's nothing wrong also. As Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Ghalib in his shair, when he said in his poetry, Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. You have heard this many times, but as I said, then nothing is planned. When it comes, I will repeat. With which face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif, O Ghalib? Don't you feel ashamed of the sins that you have committed in your life? Every person knows the baggage of sins that he is carrying. We carry a bag full of goods when we are traveling. And we bring bags and bags of goods from the other side when we are returning. But there is also a baggage that we carry with us. And that is the baggage of sins that we take along. So it depends whether we wiped out those sins through our istighfar and tawbah, or are we taking all that with us there. So he says, Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed of the sins that you have committed in your life? Now that poet was very, very honest. Ghalib was a great poet. But it's a lesson for us actually. That with what face we are just going there. Everybody is proud and brags. I'm going for Umrah, I'm going for Hajj. I made 10 Hajj, I made 100 Umrahs. Kis muh se Kaaba jaoge? Upon our return, did we check our hearts? Or did we have them checked by somebody? Upon our return, if there was a pain in the chest, then we will say, see the cardiologist quickly, quickly. Maulana, when I was returning from there on the aeroplane, suddenly I got a very bad chest pain. Therefore, upon my return, I made an immediate appointment with the cardiologist to check. The person is concerned. But did we bother to check our spiritual hearts by some spiritual cardiologist upon our return to see how much of pain there is in there of our sins? Kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, I have changed this poetry, this couplet. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. He says, you talking about shame, shame, I'm going to go with the same face to the Kaaba Sharif. I'm not going to be concerned about shame. Sharm ko khaak mein milaung. He says, there's no question of despairing of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But what am I going to do there? Am I going to go there just so that I may be able to brag about the number of umrahs I made, number of hajj I made, number of tawaf I made? Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke main unko manaunga, bigdi apni yun banaunga. Ro ro ke main unko manaunga. I will cry at the Multazam, I will cry in the Hatim, I will cry at the Muqam-e-Ibrahim, I will cry in Safa and Marwa, I will cry after drinking Zamzam, I will cry in Mina and Muzdalifa and Arafa. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, bigdi apni yun banaunga. And when I'm going to cry before my Allah, then He will put right my affairs. He will clear and purify my heart. This is what I'm going to do there. So as long as the person is going there for that purpose, then there's no problem. Then he doesn't have to despair of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So sometimes the person goes to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Tayyibah, but he comes back with an empty heart. So then we have to check ourselves, where did we go wrong? There is no shortage of noor there, just as there is no shortage of water at the Victoria Falls, and there's no shortage of water at the Niagara Falls, and there's no shortage of water in so many big, big lakes and rivers and oceans. But if a person goes there with his pail and bucket upside down, so nothing will fill up in that bucket. He goes, but he's got it upside down. So nothing will fill up. So many cartons and boxes, they have the right side up. Let's have the right side up. So the bucket also must be right side up. Then it will fill up. Otherwise, it's not going to fill. Or the bucket is right side up, but there are cracks. There's leaks in that bucket. So then too, after a little while, it'll get empty. If there's leaks in that bucket, then after some time, that bucket will get empty. Which means that if we are going to keep our ears open to haram listening, after having filled our hearts with the noor of the ibadat there, and ziyarat there, and tawaf there, and zikr there, and tilawat there, after we have filled our heart with the noor of all those mubarak places, then if there is a leak in that bucket, then after some time it will get empty. Meaning that if we are going to keep our ears now open to listening haram, keep our eyes open to watching haram, speaking haram, touching haram, walking towards haram, so these are the leaks in that bucket. That heart will get empty. Before we even come to Jeddah, you'll find that heart gone empty. Nothing left inside there. Many, many people, just before they arrive Jeddah from Makkah Mukarramah, there's nothing left there. So it is something that we have to be very, very cautious and careful about. So the same when visiting the Mubarak lands, that the person is being given life when he visits Mubarak lands, or it is the month of Ramadan, or any other ibadah, zikr, tilawat, the person is given an opportunity of doing, then it is as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving the person new life, a new kafir. So now if he's not going to show appreciation, then Allah ta'ala will snatch it away. The person must make sure that his heart is in a sound and worthy condition to be the recipient of the anwar and tajalli that is literally cascading in those Mubarak lands. The heart must be receiving it. We have to make sure that our receivers are receiving properly. If on the other hand we are not getting it for any other reason which is also not in our control, then we must consider this to be a test of our mettle, Allah Ta'ala wants to see the extent of our sincerity and the extent of our mujahada. Jitni jitni teri qurbani, itni khuda ki meherbani. Sometimes the person is doing everything right, he went there also with the right niyat, the correct niyat, he's making ibadah, zikr, tilawat, he's controlling his gaze and everything, but he just doesn't seem to find his heart opening up. So now that is the test of his method. Allah Ta'ala is testing you. There's nothing to lose hope. There's nothing to be disappointed about. Once again, the same story of the two routes and the two roads, one of shukr and one of sabr. So Allah Ta'ala is taking somebody through the route of sabr and somebody through the route of shukr. Just the same, we should not become despondent nor lose hope and give up our efforts. As I have said many times, that kayfiyat are certainly not our objective. Many a time these varying degrees and extremes of the spiritual heart are conditions that assail the salik. At the beginning of his journey, he experiences. After some time with mujahada and the alternating states of the heart, then a state of equilibrium is achieved, where there is absolute and complete affinity in all good deeds, and there is nothing but sukoon and contentment in the heart. So there will be these ups and downs, a little bit high and low, and the person feels sometimes spiritually very, very high, and then suddenly feels spiritually very low, and all those type of things will happen. But there's no reason to lose hope. There's no reason to despair of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Person must believe that all these things are coming from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, don't get carried away with this qabz and bust, nor become an ashik of kayfiyat. We are not ashiks of kayfiyat. We are ashiks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person says, I will only make namaz if I get kayfiyat, so then, if he doesn't experience those kayfiyat, then that means he's not going to make namaz. So he has become an ashik of those experiences. We must be ashiks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether we experience any kayfiyat or don't experience. Spiritual ecstasy is in the hand of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If He gives it, it is His prerogative. And if He doesn't give, then as bandas of Allah Ta'ala, we are bandas. We are slaves of Allah. Every juz and every part of our body is a slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are not bandas only in some parts of our body. We must be bandas of Allah Ta'ala. Total body of ours, we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, our eyes, our hands, our feet, they all form part of our body, and the whole body is a slave of Allah Ta'ala. Kayfiyat are sometimes short term. Its likeness is that of a booster. I give an example of a booster. At present is the age of spaceships, and we are always listening to boost, boost. The spaceship was boosted. We always talk about boosting. So what does the booster do? It gives a boost. And then from there, we have to take it up. Like if you have two cars, one car's battery ran flat. So now you say, bring the other car whose battery is fully charged and give a boost to this car whose battery is flat. So when he gives a boost and the battery of the other car starts charging, then what must the person do who is in that car, the battery of which was flat? After it is charged, or it just took off, then we say, rev the car and move now, drive fast, so that the battery gets fully charged. But if after giving him a boost, it just took off and he switched it off and started lighting his cigarette and relaxing. Why? Because there was a little boost. Will that car ever move? So like that, the mashayikh, our zikr, our tilawat, our namaz, our ibadat, the month of Ramadan, umrah, hajj, all these things are boosters. What was intended after that boost was that now we must drive this car, this spiritual car. But if we just stay there, relax, back to square one, then nothing will happen. When the spaceship is boosted, it doesn't just return to Earth immediately. Imagine if the spaceship has been boosted and then after going a little high, it says, why must I carry on further now? Let me go back to Earth. It goes up and carries on its own speed, on its own strength, so to speak. After some time, that spaceship then travels on its own. That boost that was given was given. Then it's moving at its own pace. It carries itself further and further for miles and miles around the world. Sometimes it goes. Sometimes they circle the earth. In every 20 minutes they're circling the earth. But that booster was gone, finished. It gave a boost and finished. That was the end of it. So some people, they are given that boost and after that they carry on. They keep progressing, they keep progressing. And some people like us, we are given boosts, we don't know how many times a day through our salat, zikr, tilawat, or how many times in our lives through waaz, bayan, nasihat, all those things are boosters. We don't know how many Ramadans we saw in our lives, how many Laylatul Qadars came in our life, but we didn't make Qadar of them. How many Eids came, how many Ashuras came, how many Laylatul Barats came. How many times we were reminded of Akhirat, of Jannat, of Jahannam, Ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, Yaqeen, Tawakkul. How many times this boost was given. But we just go up and come down. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein. Everyone has taken off, oh my beloved Allah. They are soaring high in the skies. The only one like a speck of dust on the ground is myself, O Allah. Where we were, we are. But once again, don't despair. I always say that don't despair. When a person says, I haven't gone anywhere, then we say, well, that is what we will keep saying. But when Shaitan says that you are not getting anywhere, what is the purpose of making all this effort? What is the purpose of attending the majalis? What is the purpose of going da'wat, tabligh and all the other activities? What is the purpose of doing madaris, khanqas and all those things? What is the purpose of hajj and umrah? So at that time tell Shaitan that I am not going to listen to you. My Allah is forgiving, is merciful. I will make the effort. I will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of the shortcomings. And then if we have to look back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, then we will find that definitely there is a change, there is an improvement. Although not very much to be talked about, but if we have to compare our lives with what it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, before we went out in the Jamaat, or before we were sat in the majalis of Deen and Waaz and Nasihat and programs, before all that, if we compare, then definitely there is a change. But then we don't keep measuring the baby every day. As soon as the baby is born, we measure. After 1 minute, we measure. After 5 minutes, we measure. After 1 hour, we measure. Then will we find any change? We'll find no change. Leave the baby to grow. After 1 week, measure it. After 2 months, measure it. After 8 years, then see the difference. After 15 years, see the difference. After 40 years, see the difference. So like that, there is some change that is taking place. But because it is very, very slow, therefore we don't see it. But there is a change if you have to compare it with our lives in the past, full of sins, vices, where music and cinemas and theatres and dancing and gambling and everything was like a norm for us. But with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, many of those sins we have given up. So there is a change that is coming, so appreciate it. But increase the shukr over that and don't purposely go back to those sins. So after this launch, as they say, they call it take-off, lift-off, blast-off, whatever you can call it, or send-off. The point is that this launch sets you in motion. It's to get you off the ground. So don't just fall back. The arrangement for you to take off was made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So don't fall flat on the ground again. Now when the heart's warning indicators begin to flash and sound with system failure or malfunction, now when the spaceship is going, now suddenly all, everything indicating malfunction, system failure. and the person finds himself falling back, crashing to the ground, then it can only be because there was a failure, a breakdown in his communication and obedience to Allah. That's the malfunctioning of the heart. That's why it comes back crashing. The spaceship will come on the ground and this person will come crashing his spiritual self. There is a shutdown in the heart because of the communication. There's no communication, they say, between the earth and within the spaceship. No communication. Communication has snapped, they say. And when communication snaps, now the spaceship is in danger. If there are people in there, they are in danger. So when this communication has snapped with our great creator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then our hearts have malfunctioned. It's going to crash. There'll be a crash. And the difference is this, that that crash of the spaceship, if it has to come down on the earth, a few lives may go. Some buildings will be destroyed. But when this heart crash lands because the communication with Allah Ta'ala has snapped, then you do not know how many people's lives this person will destroy. Spiritual lives. This person will then become the means of the destruction of the morals and the behavior and the character and the etiquette and deen and Islam of we do not know how many people, because his heart has now malfunctioned. He crashes because he got back to the television programs, movies, haram magazines or other sins he normally engaged in. If the person thinks he will ever get anywhere by pleasing the nafs and shaitan, then he is living in dreamland. So the crash of the heart is that after Hajj, the person gets back to the same TV movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, porn sites and filthy magazines and gambling dens, or after the Umrahs, or after the Ramadan, or after any kind of good ibadah, zikr, tilawat, etc. When we take note of these advices, then we must look to ourselves. We first include ourselves in this category and address our own nafs. The nafs must see its stupidity. The nafs is a slave of Allah Ta'ala, but its temperament is such that it wants to be master, and it tries to assume that role and on its demands and orders. Is this not foolishness, that the slave is assuming the authority of the master? It is due to the interference and mischief of the nafs that we crash land. Indulgence in sins brings us back down. It will never be the means of moving us forward. If Allah Ta'ala wills, we will continue. That is the message for tonight. That all these programs of deen are there to give us a boost. After that, it is necessary for us to rev that engine and move it forward. If we go for Umrahs, Hajj, or whatever ibadat we do, or we come in the month of Ramadan, and we come out of Ramadan, whatever it is, all these are those boosters. But then we are expected to take off and keep on moving. When the person will do that, then Allah Ta'ala will give him in his heart such kind of sukoon, such kind of tranquility, such kind of serenity and joy, that he would desire to be alone, just with his Allah. If it had not been the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you must care for your wife and your children and earn your livelihood and do this and do that and live the normal balanced life of a human being, then the person's heartfelt desire would be that he is alone with his Allah. And he is enjoying, as you have heard by now 120 times, the sukoon that he gets through those waves of muhabbat of Allah which flows in his heart. I repeat. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere behre gham ka नारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है। समंदर का साहिल, पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं है। हजरत ख्वाजा साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह said, अब तो आज आप तो खलवत हो गई, हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, अब तो आज आप तो खलवत हो गई। Oh my beloved Allah, every other desire has left my heart. I have emptied my heart for your love, for your muhabbat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you and the ummah at large his ma'rifah, yaqeen in him, tawakkul and trust in him, his muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it will become very easy. When muhabbat will come, it will become very easy to make namaz, give charities, to fulfill the rights of people. Everything will become easy when muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ba'd. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, we have emptied our hearts, my beloved Allah. اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. Day and night we disobey you. We use your bounties for your disobedience. We use all your ni'mats for your disobedience. Ya Allah, we engage in so much of wastage of your ni'mats. We are unconcerned, my beloved Allah. We show no gratitude for the bounties that you shower upon us. It is indeed a major weakness of ours for which we are seeking your forgiveness, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We have used our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind so much for your disobedience. You could have snatched every ni'mat away. You could have pulled the carpet from beneath our feet. You could have destroyed us there and then when we were disobeying you. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how compassionate you are, how beneficent, how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, of darkness, of nights. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. My beloved Allah, make us all obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let our hearts overfill with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us all with ziyarat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. Ya Allah, bless us all with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Become ours and make us yours, my Allah. We have tried and failed. How many times we have tried, my Allah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. Bless us with istiqamat, my beloved Allah. Bless us with steadfastness on our tawbah. My beloved Allah, let our hearts reach the stage where we can say, dard-e-dil mustaqil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard-e-dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. How long are we going to stay in this state of ghaflat and negligence? How long are we going to keep ourselves distanced from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to enjoy sins? How long are we going to get enjoyment, my beloved Allah, in your disobedience? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to squeeze the soul out of our bodies. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni. Ah, my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless our wives, our children, our family members, our parents with the best of dunya, best of akhirah. My beloved Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. When the time of our departure from this world comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our burial be in Baqi. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi koro kafan hota. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ummat is suffering around the globe. With your fazal and your kindness, remove their suffering, their pain, their problems. Ya Allah, those who are doing injustice upon them, those who are making zulm upon them, bless them with hidayat. Hold back the hands of the zalims, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtima ko kamyaab farma. Gash talim tabliq kamyaab farma. Madaris masajid khankao ko qubool farma. Whosoever is doing the work of deen, as long as it is within the parameters of sharia, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas and make it maqbool and mabroor. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sadqe mein humari dua'o ko qabool. those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.